Good evening. I'm Jessica Marpey, welcoming you to this live event. I'd like to thank everyone for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Vincent Hughes of the 7th Senate District will take your calls as we discuss winter energy saving tips and assistance. Senator Hughes will be joined by Elizabeth Marks, Executive Director of PA Utility Law Project, Naisha Chapman, Manager of Community Partnerships at Philadelphia Gas Works, and Patricia King, Manager of Community Engagement at PICO. If you have a question or would like to join the conversation this evening, press star 3 on your keypad. Again, press star 3 to submit a question to tonight's discussion. Now, without any further delay, let's welcome State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thanks, Jessica. Good evening. This is State Senator Vincent Hughes. Welcome to this telephone town hall for my friends and neighbors within the 7th Senatorial District. I'd like to thank everyone who's taking time out of their busy schedule to participate on tonight's call. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I appreciate your engagement. If you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's conversation, press star 3 on your phone. Press star 3 if you'd like to ask a question. One more time, I'm going to say it one more time. Press star 3 on your telephone. As Jessica said, tonight we'll be discussing winter energy saving tips and assistance. We will share with you some pointers on how to make your home more energy efficient and see if you can qualify for some assistance programs provided by the Commonwealth and all kinds of other resources that are out there. If we have some very, very special guests who are experts in this area and they know exactly how to guide us in this conversation and how to make sure that if you need help, you can get some help. I'll be joined by three very special guests. First, we have Elizabeth Marks, who's the Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project. Welcome, Elizabeth. Say hi to everybody.
Hello. Thank you, Senator. It's really good to be here.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Appreciate you joining us. Next, we have Naisha Chapman, Manager of Community Partnerships at Philadelphia Gas Works. Good evening, Naisha.
Good evening, Senator. Thank you so much for having PGW join tonight.
Get that parts and labor plan. I hear you. It's just like, you know, it's a mantra for Naisha. I got it. Finally, we are joined by Patricia King, Manager of Community Engagement at PICO. Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Senator Hughes. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
I'm doing great. Glad to have PICO on the line. Appreciate PICO, PGW, and the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project for joining us this evening. Once again, folks, if you have a question, press star 3 on your phone. Press star 3 on your phone. And also remember that our guests will be providing contact information, websites, tips, pointers, things of that kind that can help guide you through whatever issue that you may have. And as always, we know we get sometimes some very personal issues that come on these calls, and sometimes it's more appropriate to handle them personally and not through the telephone in a group conversation like this. But we want to make sure that whatever way we do this, that you get the information you need, and if you have a specific problem, that you can get it addressed. So I'm going to ask Elizabeth from the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project. Elizabeth, before we start taking any questions, and I'm going to ask the same thing of Naisha and Patricia, what are those two or three things that you really want the folks on the call to walk away with from this conversation this evening, those two or three major issues?
Well, I am so glad you asked that. I would say the very first one to take away is that there are a lot of folks that struggle to pay their utility bills, and there's no shame in that. There are assistance programs available to help rate reduction, to reduce those bills. There's energy efficiency programming available to access, to help control the usage in your home. We know that winter gets cold and summer gets hot. And when you don't have a well-insulated home, your energy bills go up. And so there is a lot of help out there And the folks on this call have information about those programs. And the second thing is that this Wednesday, the low-income home energy assistance program opens. And so this program opens every year. This year, LIHEAP will be open from November 1st through April 5th. There are three main components that I want people to know. Every year, if you're income eligible and you're responsible for your bill, for your heating bill, either directly or through rent. People forget about this, but you're eligible for LIHEAP if you're income eligible and you pay for your electric or your gas or your oil, either directly or through rent. You can get a cash grant every year to help offset the cost of energy. The minimum grant is $300 this year, and the maximum is $1,000. And the amount will vary based on a lot of different factors, including your income, how much you pay for your energy costs, different, where you are in the state. The other two components of LIHEAP to keep in mind. The second component is a crisis grant. So if you're you get a termination notice or you can't put oil in your tank, a crisis grant may help you pay for that, and that can be up to $1,000 to help you if you've fallen behind on your bill. And the third component is if your furnace or your heating system is not operating to its optimal usage, right? It might be, just limping along because it's an old clanker. Call the LIHEAP office and apply for the crisis interface. They can repair or replace your furnace if you're, again, income eligible and you have that home heating responsibility. This applies for both renters and homeowners, so it's important that folks know that these three components are available through LIHEAP, and again, the program opens on Wednesday. So with that, those are the primary things that I really hope everybody knows about.
Great, Elizabeth. When we get back to you, make sure you pull up the information for the webinar that's going to happen. I think Jessica's going to make sure it's on our website. And always, any website or phone number that you want to get out about the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project, we want to make sure that gets out to the folks who are on the call. Naisha Chapman, the manager of community partnerships at PGW. Naisha, what are those two or three points that you want the callers to walk away from this conversation this evening?
Well, thank you, Senator. So a couple of different things that we want to just make sure that callers are aware of is one, as Elizabeth just stated, winter is coming. As we saw just with this weekend versus today, it's getting colder outside, the temperatures are getting lower. So we want people, our customers, our constituents, just to understand that we do have assistance programs within PGW to help with delinquent bills. And we do understand that, as Elizabeth stated, that, there's no shame in if you fall behind on your bill. We just need people to call in to make sure that we understand or we know what your situation is so we can provide some sort of assistance or refer you to another program like LIHEAP. Or USEF that can also assist with utility grant assistance. We also have programs. We have payment arrangements up to 5 years. We have budget billing programs. We have our customer responsibility program for income-eligible customers, which actually cuts the bill down in half. And I'll talk about that a little bit later as well. The other thing is we also have some great incentives for customers who are looking to weatherize their home. We offer rebates on thermostats, on water heaters, on house heaters. So we offer these instant rebates to customers that, a lot of people don't even know about, that we have these rebates, and it'll go directly to the customer. Also, and I know, Senator, you're a big proponent of our parts and labor plan program, so I wanted to also talk about that program as well, which is a huge benefit, especially in the wintertime when, God forbid, someone's heater breaks down, and it's like, what do I do in this situation? Well, that's where the parts and labor plan comes in. We'll have a qualified technician come to your home. They can fix your house heater. You can also get a plan for your water heater, electric central air conditioning unit, because just not the wintertime, but in the summertime, when we're doing temperatures of 90 and 100 degrees, no one wants a central air conditioning unit to break down either. So we also have that program as well, and we're taking applications. We take them year-round. So don't fret if you haven't filled out your parts and labor plan application. You can still fill that in. You can give that to PGW and make sure that you're covered for all of your appliances. So those are the key things that I want to talk about this evening. And, again, just making sure that customers do understand that they do have options. And we want to make sure that they understand what those options are and to call us when they do find themselves in a delinquent status.
Thank you, Naisha. You know I love that parts and labor plan. You know that.
I know.
All right? Yes, you do. Finally, Patricia King, Manager of Community Engagement at PICO. Patricia, what are the two or three big points that you want everybody to walk away from this evening? And right after Patricia speaks, we're going to start getting through some of these callers. What you got, Patricia?
So the first thing I want to make sure everyone knows, help is available. A lot of times people just kind of think, oh, my gosh, I don't pay my bill. I can't pay my bill. Something has gone on. Something has happened in my life. I can't pay my bill. And they feel like there's nothing out there. I want people to know help is available. PICO has a very comprehensive suite of assistance programs, from ongoing assistance to grant programs to weatherization programs, et cetera. So help is available. Call us. Just call us. Contrary to popular opinion, we actually do not like to terminate service. You know, we're in business to provide service. So termination is definitely a last resort. And that's why we have a variety of different assistance programs for customers, especially low-income customers, but even customers who are not low-income. You know, their medical certificates, payment arrangements, other things. So call us. Do not suffer in silence. And the last thing I want to say just really quickly is if you yourself don't qualify, so we're going to talk about some of the programs that we have. If you find that you don't qualify for some of the low-income programs, I'm sure you probably know someone that does. So for me, it's about passing the message along, you know, to a family member, to a friend, church member, whatever the case may be. Pass the information along. So you might say, oh, wait, okay, I don't qualify. Well, I guarantee you, you know someone that does. So just pass it along.
Very, very, very important, Patricia, very important. The thing that I've learned in all the work that I've done over the years in this utility space is that companies want to make sure that you call them and get engaged with them, and they will work with you to try to work out an arrangement. I do not sit on old bills. Do not sit on, even if you got cut off, you know, back in the spring because it got warm and, you know, you didn't feel the need to keep the heat going. I get it. I understand it. But don't sit on old bills. Engage with them. You are all better off no matter what your situation is. Even if you have your heater break down in the freezing cold, call, engage, talk, and things can get worked out. There's a lot of resources out there that can help folks get through this. So remember, folks, I'm gonna say this before Jessica tells me to say it. Press *3 if you want to ask a question. We've got a lot of questions already in the queue. We're going to do our best to get through all of them. The hour goes by very fast, but we're going to try to get through all of them. Jessica, who's up first?
First we have Willa. Willa, you're live with the senator.
Hey, Willa. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, is your flow? You got the stage.
Yeah.
What you got?
I wanted to know because I had put in for the LIHEAP, and I'm a senior citizen, and I'm on a fixed income, but I get Social Security every month. But, you know, last year I put in for it, and the only thing it gave me, like, I think it was like $300, but my gas bill was like sometimes $500 a month. And I try to do my best to try to pay it. But sometimes, you know, you have and sometimes you don't. And then the other program I put in for, I was trying to put in for the parts and labor, like, you know, if I can get the parts and labor, just in case if my heater or something like that breaks down, I can be able to get it fixed. Either my water heater breaks down, I'll be able to get it fixed. So I know I was supposed to, I was trying to put in for this year, but the gas company didn't send you know, the thing they always send you to tell you about for the parts and labor. They didn't send me one of them things, so I can be able to try to put in for it.
Okay, let's get right to some answers for you. Willa, Naisha, what you have for Willa?
So Willa, thank you so much for your stating that information. So one, and it is understandable that yes, your gas bills are higher in the wintertime, but I do want to point out that if you do qualify for the LIHEAP program and you have applied for that program, it's more than likely also that you qualify for our customer responsibility program because the guidelines are exactly the same. So one of the ways that you can reduce your gas bill is to apply for our customer responsibility program. You can actually do that online on our website, which is www.pgworks.com. You will register for my account, and you can apply directly online by uploading your information, or you can actually call us. We'll mail you out an application. You can send your information back to us, and then we can place you on that program. So that's one way to help reduce your bill down. And you can also still apply for LIHEAP. So you can get the assistance one way on your bill by cutting the bill down with our CRP program and still applying for LIHEAP because you don't have to be delinquent to get LIHEAP. So that's one. And then two, when it comes to the parts and labor plan, if you didn't apply for parts and labor last year and you haven't received your application this year, again, you can call us on the phone. Our customer service line is 215-235-1000. We'll be more than happy to send you out an application because we do not have a end date, so you can apply for our parts and labor plan all year round. So we'll make sure we get an application out to you. And also, we do have a website where you can actually purchase it online, which is PGWPLP, so P as in Paul, LP as in Paul.com. You can also purchase it right then and there, and it'll go into effect.
And Ms. Willa, if you have any questions, if Naisha went by so fast, because, you know, Naisha's a fast talker. She's good, but she talks real quick. If you have any questions, Ms. Willa, you call our office, 215-879-7777, and we will work with Naisha to get whatever it is that you need to get situated. The important thing is to reach out. The important thing is to reach out and get connected, and they will find a way to work all of this stuff out for you. Am I right, Naisha?
You are correct, Senator. Thank you.
There you go. Believe me, they helped me out. Believe me, believe you me. All right. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Bailey from West Philly. Bailey, you are live.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Bailey, how are you?
Good evening. My name is Bailey, and I live out in West Philly between Market and Arch, and I own my home. And I've been in this area now over 50-some years, and I'm 78 this year. So my problem is I heat by gas, I mean oil. And I find that it's very difficult to get help when you heat by oil. And last year I spent most of my winter months trying to find somebody to give me some free oil. And I didn't, I applied for free oil. I only got some once, and that was from PCA. And I was not able to get it, not anymore. Once I got it from PCA, that was it. And I struggled through the winter months to try to get, you know, pay for oil. And we know that oil is going up.
Yeah. Elizabeth, Naisha, Patricia, and if you have anything as it relates to oil.
Yeah, this is with the utility law project. The first recommendation I have is to apply for the LIHEAP program. LIHEAP will provide a grant once a year to help with oil in terms of the cash grant component. But then also, if you are running short on oil, as in if you have 15 days or less of oil in your tank, you can get an additional crisis grant that's up to $1,000. And so that is an income-qualified program, but there are a lot of really tricky rules to LIHEAP that, you know, in terms of what counts as income and what can be excluded. And particularly for seniors, there's there's often some component of your income that may be able to, you know, be worked to make sure that you're getting all the assistance you're eligible for. So, as the senator said earlier, we are having a open free webinar this Wednesday that I think the registration information should be followed up on with the senator's office, and I would encourage you to attend that. That'll go through all the details of eligibility. But you can also always call our emergency utility hotline at 844-645-2500. And we can try to provide some information to direct you, and assist with your LIHEAP eligibility questions. Also, I'd offer that Community Legal Services has a dedicated energy unit that deals with that provides additional assistance for folks, energy customers, utility customers in the city of Philadelphia. So a couple resources there for you. But you're right, the cost of oil is going up. There's not, unfortunately, as much assistance, but we can try and get you eligible into that LIHEAP program. It's just such an important component of energy security.
Elizabeth, is there a website or a phone number for the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project?
Our hotline number would be that 844 number, 844-45-2500. That's the best number to reach us through for direct assistance.
So the Emergency Utility Hotline, 844-645-2500. That's especially for those individuals who had oil heat, and again, reach out. Do not suffer in silence. Reach out. And of course, you can always call our office and we can help facilitate some of the connections with some of these entities and try to get folks the help they need. Jessica,
Senator,
who's next?
I just wanted to give two other resources that I think also could help as well. They may or may not have the resources, but I just want to put those out there, which is the Utility Emergency Services Fund. They also have an oil assistance program and Grandom Oil Grant. Usually Neighborhood Energy Center, so I know Ms. Daly stated she lives between Market and Arch, so I believe that the closest Neighborhood Energy Center to her would be Achievability. She can contact them and see if they have the resources to connect her to those oil programs.
Do you happen to have the Achievability information right off the top?
I do, yes. So Achievability is located at 5901, so 5901 Market Street, Suite 410, and their phone number is 215-748-8800.
215-748-8800. That's Achievability.
Yes.
Great organization, Jamila. Jamila Harris Morrison's organization, great organization out there, and they have a lot of resources for folks in the neighborhood. Great organization, Achievability. All right, Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Frida from Overbrook. Frida, you're live.
Hi, hello.
Hey.
Yes, I live in West
Hi, Frida.
Overbrook. Hi, and I'm in the Overbrook section. Listen. I already know that I'm not eligible for LIHEAP because I have applied several times before, but I would like to know. I'm 66 years old, so I am a senior citizen, but I would like to know more about the weatherization for my home so that I could at least save some money on knowing how to go about doing that. And I also would like to know the phone number to your program for the rebates. I'm aware of the rebate for your home property. I'm on I forget the name of it for my home property, but that helps out a lot. So I was eligible for that. So I do get some money off of that for my property taxes.
I'm on a rebate program. Right. So call our office for that one. Ask to speak to Tiffany Wilson. All right. Her number is 215-879-7777, 215-879-7777. Naisha or Patricia, do you have anything around, or Elizabeth, do you have anything around the weatherization stuff and how folks can get information on how to weatherize their homes?
Yes, I do. This is Patricia. So PICO, we have a weatherization program, LIRP, Low Income Usage Reduction Program, and she can get information from, you can call 800-675-0222 or go to PICO.com/LIRP, L-I-U-R-P. And basically with LIRP, we do a whole home audit, an energy audit to identify why the household's usage is high, and then provide whatever remediation measures are necessary to reduce the usage. So LIRP is PICO's usage reduction program, and I strongly recommend reaching out to us to get evaluated for LIRP.
So Patricia, just walking through that, you all do an energy audit? Kind of just to find out where the leakages are, you know, if the windows are cracked or something along that line. Do you do that?
Yeah. What we do is for low-income customers, it's free of charge.
Yeah.
But there is a service that we provide for non-low-income customers as well. But for low-income customers, everything is free of charge. They're low-income and high usage. We'll go out there and do a blower door test. We'll figure out what's going on. And literally, the biggest part of it, too, well, I wouldn't say the biggest part, but a big part of it is education. So we'll literally walk through the entire house or apartment, the entire living space with the customer to explain to them, you know, you see this right here? This is costing you like $35 a month. You have this plugged in. You have this plugged in. You're doing this. You're doing that. And giving them information on how they, from a behavioral perspective, can reduce their usage. But then there may be something that they can't just change their behaviors because they have a refrigerator, for example, that's very, very old, and it's just energy inefficient. If they're a homeowner, we'll replace it. So there are a lot of different things that we would do under the LIRP program. But the first thing is to be evaluated to make sure, you know, you are eligible for LIRP, and then we'll provide the energy audit as well as whatever remediation measures are needed to resolve the issues.
Great. That's just great information, Patricia. Thank you very much. Naisha, Elizabeth, you have anything you want to add?
So yeah, this is Naisha. So we don't have, we do have a similar program to PICO's. However, our program is not application-based. It is based off of just like what Patricia stated, is low-income customers, high users. But we select those customers ourselves, and we reach out to those customers every year. So unfortunately, we don't have an application-based service. However, we do have a marketplace where we do offer instant rebates. So for like programmable thermostats, we have a rebate for house heaters and for water heaters. We offer instant rebates off of those. So that is on our website, which is our www.pgworks.com, and you would look for efficiency or energy sense. And that's where customers can find those rebates.
And always they can call the 235-1000 number?
1000, yes, they can. Yep, they can.
And someone will be at the other end to try to help walk folks through some of these situations, correct?
Absolutely, that is correct.
Great. Great, great, great. Liz, you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that there is also, similar to the program that Patricia was talking about, the low-income usage reduction program, there's also a statewide weatherization assistance program. In Philadelphia, that's administered by the Energy Coordinating Agency, and you can contact them at 215-609-1000 or info@ecasavesenergy.org to apply for weatherization services. It's very similar. They will income levels are a little higher than LIHEAP, so don't let that discourage you from applying. If you have you know, fixed lower income, even if you can't, you know, you're not eligible for LIHEAP, you may be eligible for free weatherization services. And they can come into the home, they'll do the same kind of energy audit, and then they'll, you know, they'll do things like insulation in your home and swap out old appliances and fix your furnace. The other thing that ECA does is, you know, someone had mentioned earlier the kind of parts and labor and repair of systems. If you are lower income, you may be eligible for their clean and tune program, which can provide clean and tune services for your furnace every year. So definitely would recommend connecting with the Energy Coordinating Agency to see if you're eligible for the weatherization program.
And we're putting out a lot of phone numbers, a lot of websites, with a lot of different descriptions about these various different programs. Jessica, one of the things that we're going to have to do is make sure that we pull all of this information and get it on our website.
Yep.
So that there's the phone number, the website, and maybe a paragraph explanation of what that particular program provides. Because it's a lot of information, and I know it's difficult to keep track of all of it. But the most important thing is that we get it on the website and it's supposed to begin the process of reaching out. And of course, if you get confused, always give us a call, 215-879-7777. Thank you very much. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Pearl from West Philly. Pearl, you are live.
Hey, Pearl.
Hi.
Hi, Pearl. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How's everyone?
Everybody's fantastic.
Great. My question is, I'm a senior who still works, and my income is too high for the low-income programs, energy programs. Is there any program that can help those of us that are not low-income?
So who wants to start?
I'll start. This is Patricia King from PICO. Yes, there are programs. So if you are in need of financial assistance because you're behind on your bill, you are eligible for a payment agreement that is not income-based. If there is a situation where you're delinquent, and I'm not implying that you are, but a person in general is delinquent and they have a medical situation at the household, we have medical certificates, protection from abuse. So there are a lot of different other income-based programs for customers who are not low-income. They're just based on a particular situation. In addition, if you're interested in weatherization, there are programs where, at a fee, you can pay for an energy audit, and recommendations will be provided on what's going on in your home and what's needed to correct that. So, yes, there are programs for customers who are not income eligible.
Yeah, it is important that you reach out, because first and foremost, no one should make an assumption on what the guidelines are. We should always reach out and make sure that we're talking with folks, because One program may have this, and that may not work, but there could be another program that has another website that has another program that may be helpful to you somewhere else. So we're encouraging folks to make sure they make the contact, make the call, reach out, depending upon what might be out there, whether it be weatherization, whether it be a energy audit, whether it be you got an old heater that needs to be replaced, and you need some guidance on how to get that done. There are tons of organizations that are out there that can be helpful. The most important thing is just don't sit by and assume. Most important thing is you make the call. And we're encouraging that to this caller, but we're encouraging that to anyone. Make the call. Make the contact. And there's likely some kind of assistance in some fashion that can help everybody. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Janelle from West Philly. Janelle, you're live.
Okay, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Janelle.
So, this is my situation. So I had Medicaid, and of course I lost that because, welfare is a mess. And because I had an IRA, they said they include that as income, and I don't use them, just saving hold on to it. I'm 68. I get Social Security, and I had to go back to work. I work 2 days a week. And my income is still really low. But here's the thing. My daughter, who lives here with me, and my son, who has mental problems, has no income, so I take care of him, food. Now I don't get any insurance, food, medical, everything I have. Well, he does have medications, medical, but I take care of him. But because of my daughter's income, I'm, like, ineligible for a whole lot of programs. But she's trying to move. So the thing is, she's trying to save money. So I'm, like, struggling. She's giving me what she can. But I'm struggling. I'm not eligible for, I don't think, RISE because of her income. I'm not eligible for anything. He took me off the CAP program. I had to go to one of them energy programs. And I'm just struggling. I don't know what to do. Do I have to wait till she moves out? Can I do anything now? Food resources, anything. I need help.
So I'll start and then I'll kick it to any of our guests this evening. First thing I would recommend, give our office a call, 215-879-7777. And again, ask to speak to Tiffany Wilson and we'll get you, we'll try to sit down and walk through all of the particulars of your situation. Or you can visit my website, SenatorHughes.com, and reach out to us through the website and get a scheduled appointment with one of my team members, and it will work that way. It sounds like there's a number of different moving parts with your situation, and we want to make sure that we're looking at it in a holistic fashion to make sure that we get you some kind of assistance to help you keep moving forward and everything going in the right direction. Liz or Naisha or Patricia, if you have anything you want to add, this will be a good time.
Thanks, Senator. It's Liz of the Utility Law Project. What I'll say is it sounds like, you may actually be eligible still for some assistance programs, particularly the Department of Human Services. And a lot of people were removed from Medicaid and maybe not correctly. But with the income recertification, a lot of those technical details can result in being removed from a program, and that may be corrected. So in addition to calling the Senator's office, I would note that Community Legal Services in Philadelphia has a really wonderful public benefits unit that may be able to sit down with you and kind of walk through what your income is and figure out what the proper income exclusions are to see what you are eligible for. Because every program, as the Senator said, defines income different. And so you can't assume because you've been removed from a program or maybe are ineligible for one that you're ineligible for others. So it takes a lot of persistence, but I would recommend making that call to get some help here because, again, the definition of household and the definition of income can change really dramatically from one program to the next.
Thanks, Liz. Thank you very much. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Gwen. Gwen, you are live.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Gwen.
How are you?
All right. Talk to us. What you got, Gwen?
Oh, my goodness. My brother is in a situation. He's a senior citizen. My mom passed away some years ago, and he's been living in the house. It's a lot of moving parts for this situation here. He has no running water. The heater, which takes oil, is broke, so he doesn't have heat. And he's just living in there. You know, he told me he called some places, and they told him he does work from home. You know, he said he doesn't qualify for any other programs. I don't know where he called, but this is what he said. He really needs some help. I mean, he's okay with food because he uses his job money, and he also gets Social Security. So he uses his money, you know, for food and to keep buying clothes because there's no running water and there's no heat. And, you know,
Gwen, this one, I'm just listening to you, this one with your brother sounds like it's got a lot of moving parts, it's pretty complicated. How about if you give Tiffany in my office a call and we can have a direct conversation with you and with your brother as well to try to get this one solved. Just call Tiffany at 215-879-7777, 215-879-7777, or, of course, go to my website, SenatorHughes.com, and we'll start working through a lot of different layers, water problems, oil, shutoff, all that kind of stuff. That it sounds like there's a lot going on, maybe some medical issues, healthcare issues as well. Let's try it that way, all right? 215-879-7777. Tiffany Wilson is the person to reach out to in the office, and then we'll move it from there. All right? Jessica?
Okay, next we have Janice from Roxborough. Janice, you are live.
Okay, yes. Hi, thank you so much, Senator and guests. I wanted to ask about renters. No one's talked about that. There are a lot of renters in Philadelphia, a lot. And I live in a very nice apartment building, but we don't get separate gas bills. And I wanted to know, is there a program that we can see the breakdown of what we're using, because our gas bills are so very high, just for like one bedroom, two bedrooms, it's almost $400 a month. And I also wanted to know, are there any programs for renters that make over $50,000? I just wanted to also make this point, that the programs that are in place now, some of them are outdated. Making $50,000 or a little over is really not a lot of money when your tax and your rent is almost $2,000 or over, like $2,100 plus your utilities. So I just wanted to know, are there going to be more programs to help people? Because the limited incomes really have you at a low poverty level when people who they think you make $50,000, it's really not enough. And the gas bills are almost $400. I have a group of people here, and it was only one of us to get on because we're listening all together. Our gas bills have soared to $400. One lady right here, her bill was $475. She lives in a one-bedroom apartment, but we can't get separate bills. So what can we do about this with the gas company? Thank you.
Naisha, don't go anywhere, Jen. Naisha, can you start this conversation?
I can. So it really depends on the situation and the landlord. In order to get separate bills, the landlord would have to put separate meters in for each apartment. What it sounds like is they have a master bill, which means that either they live in a building with multiple units and the landlord takes the one bill and maybe divides it up amongst the tenants. So in order to get separate bills sent to each tenant, the landlord has to install separate heaters and separate meters for every tenant. So that is really a landlord, that will be a question for the landlord to decide how he or she would like to proceed as far as creating separate billing. But for right now, if the landlord is responsible for the heat for the whole entire building, the landlord in their own right can take the bill and then divide it amongst the tenants. That's nothing that PGW can step in and do anything, unfortunately, because the landlord would have to, like I said, install separate heaters and separate meters for every tenant in that property.
Liz, do you have anything that might add to this?
Yeah, I'll add that it's really important to take a look at your lease. And that the way that a gas bill, electric bill, or water bill is split up by unit should be spelled out in your lease, but we find that it's often not. And so, you know, doing a little investigation into what you're being charged and requesting from the landlord, you know, a breakdown of how they're dividing that bill can make a big difference. for gas and electric, dividing up the bill based on the units makes sense, you know, based on the size of the units makes sense because you use energy mostly based on how big or how small your household is, not necessarily how many people are in there. But for water, for instance, if you break that up by the number of people in the home, it's more equitable. So take a look first at your lease and make sure that the landlord is following what they said they would follow in terms of breaking up that bill for each unit. And the other thing I'll note is that both, you know, the electric and the gas companies, PGW and PECO, do have some energy efficiency programs for commercial buildings. And that includes multifamily that have that master meter. So encouraging the landlord or the property manager to reach out to the utility to see if there are some lower cost energy efficiency measures that they can get some assistance to do building wide is certainly an option. And the other thing I'll note, and this wouldn't apply for master meter properties where the bill is under one account, but for tenants, since you asked the question largely about all tenants, you know, if you do have single meters, and there are a number of multifamily tenant buildings, they may be eligible still for those weatherization programs we were talking about earlier. So individual tenant units, if people do have the bill in their name, they can certainly access those programs. And it gets all these things get very complicated very quickly. So what I'll say again is, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So reaching out and getting more information about those programs, but certainly encouraging the landlord to be seeking out ways to make the building more efficient. And there are some resources available to help offset the cost of that.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you very much. And again, do not hesitate to reach out to our office, 215-879-7777. We work closely with these organizations, and they will be of significant assistance to try to get some clarity on a number of these issues that are being raised. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Tamara. Tamara, you're live.
Yeah, hi, Cynthia Hughes. How are you?
Hi, Cam. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. We just ran into each other at an event, and I served you up some chicken kebabs, so I hope you remember that. And we took a nice picture together, so thank you for that. That goes into my portfolio. Hi, everybody. Right. How you guys doing today? I hope everybody's doing good.
Real good.
Okay.
What you got, Cam?
Okay, my question is, I'm in a renter, right? And I want to know, am I qualified for the weatherization program? Because every winter, my bill goes really, really high because of the house is not weatherized or anything. So I'm paying a lot of money during the, and I only have a two-bedroom house. And I'm spending a lot of money on the gas during the winter times. But I can't get to the owner of the property to make him do anything about the weatherization program. And I just wanted to know if I'm available, like, for my own self, being so that I'm paying the bill, am I eligible for the weatherization program?
Liz, Naisha, Patricia, anyone want to answer?
Yeah, what I can say is the weatherization assistance program, the statewide program that's run by the Energy Coordinating Agency, that income level does go up to 200% of the federal poverty level. And just for some context, that's a family of two making an income of $39,440 a year or less. For a family of four, that's $60,000 or less. If you haven't looked at the income guidelines in a while, important to look at the income guidelines of that. And the programs, both the weatherization assistance program and the low-income usage reduction program, are open to both homeowners and renters. You would need to get permission from the the property owner or the landlord to participate in that program. So they, you know, you need to get your landlord to sign something that allows the work to be done, but it wouldn't cost the landlord anything to do that. They just have to make some, you know, agree that they're not going to turn around and raise the rent on you in a certain period of time if the program makes those investments in the property. So absolutely, tenants are eligible for weatherization programs if their income qualifies.
Most important thing, reach out. Call somebody. I think in this case I heard the Energy Coordinating Agency. Reach out to that website. Reach out to that phone number, 215-609-1000. And always reach out to our office as well, 215-879-7777. Jessica, I know we're getting down to the last 5 minutes or so. Who's next?
Yep. I was just going to mention that we are running out of time. We will have time for one more call. And for anyone who we were not able to get to your question, you are able to stay on the line after we wrap up and leave a message for the senator and our office, and we will have someone get back to you. But for our last call, we are going to go to Patricia. Patricia, you're live.
Hey, Patricia.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now that I'm talking to you, what you got?
That's good. Okay, the name is Patricia Green, and I'm a senior citizen. I live in Southwest Philly. I would like to know, and I try to call everyone, how can I get a window in my bedroom? For the last 2 years, I've been having, like, the gray tape, you know, going around my window so it won't fall out.
Okay. All right. Anybody got an answer for Ms. Patricia?
So PICO's LIAR program does not do windows. However, we do have a special health and safety program that could possibly do things outside of our LIAR program. So if you want to give your information to the senator's office, and Senator, if you could share it with me. I don't want to, you know, say it here online. We can.
No, that's right.
Yeah, we can definitely evaluate you to see if you're eligible for anything.
Absolutely. Ms. Patricia, if you could call our office, unless Jessica can get it, if you can call our office tomorrow and ask to speak to Tiffany Wilson. The number is 215-879-7777. 215-879-7777 and give her your information, and we can take a look at the window. You know, when I hear about a window, I also think about the basic systems repair program and stuff like that, which the city offers up, and a whole home repairs program. It makes me think about a number of different things. So let's reach out to Tiffany Wilson in the office, 215-879-7777, and of course through our website, senatorhughes.com, senatorhughes.com. Those are great ways to connect with us. Jessica, I think I heard you say that time is running out. Do we have time for one more, or what's that story?
We could sneak in one more.
All right, let's sneak in one more. All right.
Let's go to Pat in Roxborough. Pat, you're
live. Hey, Pat in Roxborough.
Hey, Senator Vincent Hughes. My question is...
Pat in Roxborough. I know who this is. How you doing, Pat?
I'm good. A part of my question has an answer, but I will reach out to your office to talk to Tiffany. But my major question was for renters of a property. It seems oftentimes that resources are limited to them because they don't own the property. And so that would be my question when a renter runs up against an issue because they meet the income criteria but they don't own the property.
Right. So, yeah, reach out to Tiffany, Pat, and we can get in some of the details. I don't know if Liz or Naisha or Patricia wants to add anything to that, most important thing that I would suggest, and this is for you, obviously, Pat, this is for you, but it's also for anyone else that's listening, reach out. Don't assume that assistance can't be provided. Sometimes it's right there, available for folks. Sometimes it needs to be pushed a little bit. And we can work with all of these organizations that have been mentioned and a few others to try to get the help that's out there. I don't know if Liz or Naisha or Patricia, you want to add anything to that?
I think that's exactly right, Senator, to reach out. Renters are supposed to be eligible for these programs. Again, you may need to get your landlord to sign a permission form if you're income eligible to actually perform the work. Though there's also some more basic measures for energy efficiency that you may be able to get, like free light bulbs and weather stripping for your home, regardless of whether the landlord consents. And the other piece that may be going on for some folks, there is a warranty of habitability, which means when you're renting, it's a guarantee that your home is going to be livable. And so if you're living in conditions that the landlord hasn't repaired, you may want to check with a lawyer, and Community Legal Services offers free legal assistance to income-qualified folks in the city of Philadelphia. You can call 215-981-3700, because if there's a habitability issue with your home and the landlord refuses to fix it, you may have legal rights that you should certainly consult with someone that can talk to you about whether or not those rights are there and how to enforce those rights.
Liz, as we wrap up, because Jessica's giving me something, we got to wrap it up because we're getting close to the hour end. Thank you so much, Liz, from the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project. What's your best website and phone number, Liz? What's your best website and phone number?
Our website, pautilitylawproject.org, would be the best one to reach. So we are in the middle of redoing our website. It'll hopefully be launched by the new year. But pautilitylawproject.org. And you can contact our hotline at 844-645-2500.
Great. Thank you so much, Liz. Appreciate you. And thank you very much. Naisha, what's the best website and phone number for you?
Thank you, Senator. So our website is www.pgworks.com. So pgworks.com. And all the information from rebates to marketplace to CRP to USEF, whatever you need is on that website. And then you can also call our customer service line, which is 215-235-1000.
Great. Thank you very much, Naisha. Good to talking to you again. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Patricia King, what's your best website and phone number, young lady from PICO?
Yes, thank you. First, I just want to say thank you, Senator, for always putting on these types of town halls. It's so important.
Sure.
And the work that you do is really appreciated.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Website would be pico.com/help. So that's pico, PECO.com/help, H-E-L-P. Everything is there, a lot of information. Best phone number for low-income programs, 800-774-7040. 800-774-7040.
Great. Wow, this has been great. The number of participants has been huge in terms of folks who've been listening in. I can't thank everybody enough for participating. It's been a great conversation. Again, thanks to our guests, Elizabeth Marks, the Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project, Naisha Chapman, the Manager of Community Partnerships at the Philadelphia Gas Works, and Patricia King, Manager of Community Engagement at PICO. A very special thank you to our listeners for participating that telephone town hall conversation. Look, if you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we will get back to you ASAP. Thanks again for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office in Philadelphia at 215-879-7777. 215-879-7777. They say you have to say it three times to make it hit home. 215-879-7777. Or visit my website, SenatorHughes.com, SenatorHughes.com. And, of course, we're located at the corner, 54th and Woodbine. That's right down the street from Larry's, home of the belly filler. I know y'all know where Larry's is. All right? Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you. Have a great evening. And have a safe holiday season coming up. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.